produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
I'm often reminded of how we're used to saying, I'm busy, or we're busy going about our day. Yes, we get up, we pray, we have a devotion, or maybe not. But we'll say a prayer. We may be busy, back to the busyness of getting ready to go to work or hurry the kids off or whatever you're busy may be. But as we go about the day, there are so many things coming at us that we take on as part of our day. Because we're just used to it. But as we go on, sometimes we may say to ourselves, or we may say out loud, because by the end of the day, you've usually encountered quite a few things. And you may say, I'm tired. Physically, yes. But when I think of tired, when I take that word, what the Father says to me when I sometimes say I'm tired, is He's saying, you need to spiritually rest. You take on so many things. You may be praying for others. You may be just praying through your day, that you get through your day, whatever your day encounters. But we never say that I may need to rest spiritually. We may hear it, but do we heed that hearing? Not always, if we're honest. Because we're used to whatever busy may be for you and I. I always say the Father has a sense of humor. As I'm maturing, as I'm growing, not perfect. But even as you get to know yourself physically, I believe we should also, if we're building our relationship with the Father, if He is allowing us to walk through this life, we should also be able to understand when it says, enter into my rest. I take that as the Lord saying, sit down, take your spiritual temperature, if you will. and come and rest. We don't always listen to that. But because there's so many things going on through our day in the news, and we go about it, we say a prayer about it, but we still have taken that on as part of our day. But after some time, if we're honest, do we really leave it at the feet of the Father? Do we really leave it in prayer? Or do we just put it in our, we don't really process it, if you will? I'm speaking of me. I encourage you to think of it in your way when you recall this. The Lord speaks. And sometimes he's getting our attention, not just through rest, but he's getting our attention sometimes when we're in our sleep. I can speak from my own experience. I will be praying in my sleep. There may be something in my sleep that disturbs me. I could be dreaming or I could be awake. Another conversation. And when I wake, there may be the longest dream or not, but there will always be something that stands out to me. As I'm learning, I understand now the Father's really trying to get my attention. And he's saying, Cynthia, enter into my rest. Come talk to me. There might be something. Yes, you talk to me during the day. But there are things that I want to share with you for your life, for someone else's. What can we say to that? But okay, Lord, I'll be there. And I say that now, as I recognize that his rest is nothing compared to this little rest that we get when we go to sleep for a few hours. His rest is the most refreshing. It keeps us able to be who we are. And I always say this, I hope that makes sense. Because I'm not perfect, but because I am seeking his face, not just early in the morning, which is best for me. Cannot tell anyone what to do. I have just learned, like I learned that I like certain things. I also understand that I pay the best attention to the Father at certain times. Not giving anyone a steps. The 10 steps, I'm not doing that. I'm just sharing that when I find that he gets my best attention unfiltered by all the cares of the things that I say keep me busy. And he calls to me, and it made me think of when the Lord in the Bible called Samuel, and he was very young and did not know the Lord for himself yet. He hadn't been the all-powerful. He was still young, and he was under the care of Eli. And it made me go back and read, because again, the Lord has a sense of humor. And he didn't say Cynthia, but I just knew when he calls me, when I wake up and I just remember. And I'm like, okay, Lord, let me get up. I've gotten to the place now where I can shake off my sleep enough to say, speak, Lord. What was that? Speak, Lord. And we know in the Bible, if you read 1 Samuel 3, then the Lord came and stood and called us as previous times. Verse 10, I encourage anyone, if you have the opportunity, to read the whole thing. My attention went to Eli encouraged Samuel to, if he hears his voice being called, it's not him, but it's the Lord calling. And he said, go back, lie down. Verse 9, so Eli said to Samuel, go lie down. It shall be that if he calls you and you shall say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Then the Lord came and stood and called as previous times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, your servant is listening. And of course, it goes on where the Lord, now that he has his undivided attention and Samuel is aware, he's able to hear what the Lord is saying to him without all of the cares or the distractions. How often can you relate to Samuel? And I don't mean to be in the way that Samuel is called. I just mean in the way that the Lord wants to have you rest, or he wants to give you, he wants to have time with you. So many times throughout the day, we'll say, okay, later, Lord, I'm gonna, or maybe, and we go back and do, or we encounter, or we take on, and we keep moving. And in these times that we're in, oh, wow, we're taking on, though we may not realize it. And when we get into that, I'm tired. Is it the physical tired? And I ask the question of myself. And I'm asking you to think for yourself. Which tired are you? And in these times we're in, most likely it's a little of both. And I recognize now, not perfect, but my eyes are just a bit more open than they were before. And I'm so thankful, because this journey we're on, we need our relationship with the Father to be so much more than our usual prayer. I'm not getting into steps. Just a thought that I'm having, that I'm sharing. Maybe this is for me. I'll go back and listen to it again. Because I admit there's so many times he has said, come, rest. And I may hear my grandmother's voice in my head saying, pick this up, do this. You didn't do that. You didn't do this. And immediately I start doing those things. Lord, you said keep a clean house. Or we rationalize it, or we make excuses for it. Well, after I do this, and then we go and do, I'm talking about me. I go and do five other things before I realized, Lord, you said something. Okay. Lord, I'm listening. And he's saying, all right, are you listening? Come talk to me. I must say, we are in a time where our conversation with folks, it's okay to a point, but the best conversation we can have is with our God Almighty. Why? Because He is leading and guiding us. And that is the best conversation you can have. Listening. And I mean real conversation where He is pouring in. He's refreshing and refueling you for what may come. Or just to get through the next hour. I don't know what that may be for you. But I am finding that we take on so much. And we don't really rest. And I'm speaking from my experience because lately we listen to the news, we're on social media, we don't seem to be able to really put those things down because we have so many access. Okay, Lord, who has access? Not everyone at every time needs to have that type of access through the news, through the phone, through the TV, through hearsay access. But the Lord is saying, come, come. Because after a while, we start to take it on in different ways. And again, I hope this makes sense. Because unless we are really and truly plugged in, giving access to the Father, we're missing it. And we are going to eventually start to take on what life brings to us. And if you like me, you'll feel it. And it may show up in other ways. And we may say, oh, I'm tired. I'm just a little tired. But what we really, really need is to enter into His rest. We say this Psalms often. I love the Psalms, but I think for me, right now, Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd to feed, to guide, and to shield. I'm reading it from the Amplified. That's verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd to feed, to guide, to shield. Now, in the natural, we think we got our home security system, we have our food, and we have our means of transportation and our GPS if we get lost, so we think. But those are the natural, those are things that first come to mind. But the real if we're real, in order to get through this, what we have been encountering these last few years and beyond, if we're real, we're just seeing it so frequent, more frequently now. We may not hear our names, but we are hearing the leading and the guide, the Lord calling us to sit, to have that time with Him, to feed us our spiritual nourishment, to guide us, because we all have a purpose, and to shield us. And I look at right now, when I look at that, to shield me, may me be me from all that's going on in today's world that we live in. You may be experiencing something else, but the end result of all that we take on, we tend to say, I'm tired. I'm a little tired. And we may go to bed early, but is that enough? And then we do it all again the next day. But are we really rested? Have we allowed the Lord to be our shepherd, to feed and to guide us and to shield us? That's something to think about. When you say to the Lord in the Lord's Prayer, the Lord's Prayer tells us how to pray, and we do it, but do we do it? Because He wants to feed us, guide us, and shield us. And in Matthew 6, because I have to give reference, because sometimes we need the reference, because sometimes, so that we don't think, did I just hear that? No, it's in the Word. And this is what I believe the Father wants us to not just say it, but to know that beyond anything, when we pray, and some of us know it by heart, and some of us may need to be reminded, not perfect. And he told the disciples how to pray. This guide is for us. This guide, the Bible, the Word, is for us. When we get to, and this one stands out for me, in verse 11, we know, our Father who is in heaven, but this one stands out for me to make the reference. Give us this day our daily bread. So the Lord knows that the daily bread that we need is not those natural things that, thank you, Lord, we are blessed with the things that do make our everyday life a lot better. But the daily bread that I believe He's referencing here is Himself, is the spiritual daily bread, not the food, but the spiritual that we need to continue on this journey. How often are we really saying, Lord, give us this day our daily bread? And we really think about what our daily bread may be for us, so that at the end, our result may be the same. I'm not so tired. I am refreshed. I feel, no matter what's coming at me for this day, there's peace in the chaos. There's joy. I can find a smile. I can find that what Psalms 23 actually says here. Again, I read, the Lord is my shepherd, to feed, to guide, and to shield. I shall not want. He lets me lay down in green pastures. Now, you know us, we start going to the natural. When do we find time to lay down or just walk through the grass? When do we do that? He leads me beside the still and quiet waters. This one here, 3. Psalm 23, 3. He refreshes and restores my soul. Life. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. But what stands out to me is he's leading me and guiding me so that my soul is refreshed and restored. Because if we're brave enough, we can admit to the Lord. He already knows. I'm tired. I'm a little tired. You may be a little tired. So when you hear the Lord calling you through the many things that we take on throughout our day, and we do it, and we may do it well, some may not, but if we're really honest with ourselves, the refreshing, the restoring, the I'm a little tired is really probably our soul being hungry for that time with our Father. So when you say, I'm a little tired, I encourage you to ask and go a little farther and ask yourself beyond the physical sleep. Why am I tired? Have I had the leading and the guiding of the shepherd? Have I allowed him to restore and refresh my soul? I can definitely say with all that is going on, the cares of this world, we may say, be anxious for nothing. The word says, the guide says, be anxious for nothing, but through prayer. Prayer. Are we getting enough? Are we really, truly allowing the Lord to refresh and restore our soul? Or can we use another, can we use another dose of the daily bread? Can we definitely look at all that we have, all of the quick fixes and the social media that has access to us, and we get it quick and we get it new and the news and the this and the that of the cares of the day. Are we really being refreshed and renewed the way the Lord has intended for us? The simplicities of being able to say, I feel refreshed. Because I have just simply laid in the Father's. I've had the time that I needed. Give us this day our daily bread. Maybe, Lord, give me your strength, your joy, your peace. Give me the wherewithal to see beyond what it is that's making me tired, so that I come and give and spend the time with you, so that I'm renewed and refreshed. The quiet and still waters may be just my silence and my prayer time with you, Father, so that I can continue to walk and be that light to someone else that you, because I've spent time with you, Father, who restores my soul, who guides me and keeps me, who is making a way for me when I can see no way. Father, I thank you continually as I, the words are not enough to say, give us this day our daily bread, but it's a guide, it's that you've given us. So when you wake or throughout your day, and at the end of the day, when you think or feel tired, ask the Father, Lord, which tired am I? And I know He will answer. Let's get back into, or let's start to spend that necessary time with the Father so that He can be the true shepherd that He wants to be in our lives. We have access to so many things, and so many things have access to us. But are we giving that access to the Father? Are we giving Him the time that we need with Him? Give the Lord the access, full access, so that He may restore, so that He will be the true daily bread. So that when we wake or when we walk in this life, on this journey, that we're filled, that we're full of His peace, His love, His joy. Not just the physical things that give us temporary relief. And I'm not knocking it because we can have access to the Father even through our, if we're blessed enough to say, I have a phone or a smartphone, pull up the Word. Turn off the social media that has access that's pulling on our precious resource, our spirit. Give the Lord the full access that He needs, because we need it. But He needs to spend that time. He wants to spend that time with us so that we're restored, we're renewed. The Word says, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. That's us releasing all of the stuff that we take on, so that the Lord can clothe us, refuel us, refresh us, and restore us. That's what I believe. And I pray that makes sense for you as well. Let the Lord continue to feed, to guide, and to shield us. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.